I read the book. Yeah, that's a joke because there's a kid's book called Baby Right Here.
No, the new Netflix.
There's a guy reading another meme. He's like, geez, he's got the kid's book and he's got the baby reindeer on the TV. And then he goes, geez, the remake of this was crazy. About the adaptions, right? The book adaption. No, but good, is it? Let's try and focus on doing this.
I'll just get myself warmed up. Okay. I don't even know where you were starting, but you lead it.
It's on me.
I'll still say the intro part.
That's always going to go forever.
And always.
Oh, that might be the passport.
Not mine, but the one of the kids. Hello.
So you wouldn't believe it. I'm here doing this podcast, doing this episode, and Chris is just busy off doing his own things. Apparently passports are important. It's just a joke. The lack of commitment by this man, it's unbelievable. He'd rather be out there talking to some other bloke than in here working hard on our podcast. It is absolutely unbelievable. Disgraceful is probably even the word.
Start this again because it's been way too long. And I put a message in. I should have put a note to say.
Might want to keep that and watch that back over, mate.
Oh, what'd you do?
No, you couldn't.
What did you do? Just a long 3 minutes of us just chatting. So, Kurt, had a purchase during the week that was my favourite one to deal with.
Why is that, Chris?
Well, the seller had no idea. So
about what?
There was no styling. There was a really low guide price. And it was an agent that I've done a few deals with, so I have to lean on them.
Wow. Well, on that note, welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent. And with me and forever is...
Chris, the buyer's agent. Now... I do want to say a bit of tongue-in-cheek, because there was a good deal done during the week and there were those things that weren't considered, so.
Yeah, well, I think one thing I just spoke to Chris about is I love getting business, love winning business, because I know I'm going to give my best efforts. We've got systems in place to be able to offer up the best price to the vendor. However, I think what annoys me about when I don't get listings is not so much I've lost it, is if I know the person that they've selected is not going to do the best job for them.
So today's podcast topic is basically how you can fail at selling your property.
Yeah, I've nailed it down to three key points and we're going to talk about them and we're just going to hit them straight away.
Let's go. What are the three? Come on.
Property pricing, selection of agent, and property appeal.
Okay. So number one.
So number one is property pricing. Now I've come up with a saying. In order to get to space, one first needs to launch from Earth.
Okay, God.
So basically, a lot of people, everyone wants a dream price for their property.
Yep.
But often where people have that dream price is what they want to market to the public.
Yep.
And the thing is, you need to market your property at a price where buyers think there is a value so you can attract as many buyers to the property. Now, we're not talking about underquoting.
Nope.
But if you're... Everyone thinks their property is amazing.
So let's say somebody thinks their property is worth $2 million. And that's the top price of what they'd love to get. You're saying don't market it for $2 million.
As long as sure. As long as the evidence.
Yeah, I'm saying the evidence is fair and reasonable. Yeah.
So you're more than likely there's evidence around to say on a $2 million property where you would love to be, but the evidence is suggesting 1.7, 1.8. Yep. You'd be outdoing yourself.
Oh, you're almost saying that in that zone. The $2 million's almost a little bit outside, but very top of the norm.
Yes, very top of the norm. Okay. It's why agents are allowed a range because. So if there's more than likely going to be values around the 1.7, 1.8, that's where you actually want to be because you don't have to accept any offer. You can run a whole campaign and be like, do you know what? We haven't got the price we want. But if you start way too high or where your dream price is, often you're going to scare people away because people are also going to expect that it's going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah. I think the other thing with pricing though, so I get that element there around guiding where prices. The other part though, it's hard is you might meet three agents. Let's say you think your property is worth two. Two of them come in and say, look, we're going to market this campaign at 1.8. One agent comes in and go, I actually think it's worth 2.2, which is completely outside the norm. a seller can get attracted to that, go, oh, wow, he or she's quoting $200,000, even more than I could potentially get, and more than the other agents, I'm going to go with them. However, what I've seen the majority of the time is a couple of weeks later, that agent who secured the client, the seller, then says to him, we probably need to accept 192.
Can I provide a solution?
Go for it.
When agents are pitching their business to you and pitching on price, don't get them to talk about what you think their price, your property really could achieve, and leave it at that. Ask them to explain all the comparable sales that they believe and where their house sits in between.
Yep.
That way we can go in a lot more depth, and happy to make another episode, but get them to explain their decision making, because what does happen in a lot of lounge rooms, we very much can pick up where people want the price to be. We're already asking certain questions, and so we're trying to provide facts and evidence whilst also trying to work out if we need to try and educate them, how much we can educate them, because some people also are just so set firm on getting a price. So property pricing is one thing.
Number two.
Number two is selection of agent. I think what I mentioned before is that I don't mind losing a property as much as I would love to have that property on my books. It's about an agent that's not going to put their best foot forward. So you want to be selecting an agent that doesn't promise the best price, but has a system and process in play to find a price that is likely to be unrepeatable.
Okay. Yep.
So it's not saying I think, oh, your house is going to get 2 or 2.5 million or whatever it is. It's a system and processes in place that when push comes to shove, an agent puts an offer to you and says, I don't think this price is going to be repeatable. It is now up to you whether you want to accept it or not.
Yep. Okay. Lastly, number three.
Property appeal.
My favorite one that I like when they don't do much to it.
Yeah. People don't understand that you are selling an asset. People say it's an asset, but they don't understand what that means. Imagine Apple had stores that were just rubbish lying around, old phone cases, old Apple chargers. Apple wouldn't be as successful as they are. You need to make sure that your house and apartment is cleared out. It is clean. There have been cosmetic or extensive renovations if needed. So for example, generally we go new carpet, new paint, new set of lights is generally what we think to spruce up the place without spending too much. However, on occasions, sometimes an extensive renovation could be done, whether it's like, okay, we do need to pop a new kitchen in or a new bathroom, and it will add a lot more, you know, almost double your money.
What I find interesting, because quite often I deal with people who they've sold their property and then they're looking at properties to buy, and their comment is, wow, there's no clutter, look how they've styled it. And then they sit there going, I wish we had done the same to ours.
Exactly.
That understanding that they probably sold for below market because they hadn't done those things, and then seeing they've got to pay a bit more because what they want has been styled.
Yeah. Adding styling, gardens and back, and making sure the backyard is fantastic. It's looking smick. Now, people may say, Kurt, but what if we don't have the funds? A good agency should have a third party that they're able to use where you can borrow funds, where you're not out of pocket, the agency's not out of pocket, and that third party covers it until settlement.
Okay, fair.
Perfect.
Nice. I think it's an interesting topic to get onto, but I think the key thing is when you're selling, not to fail, it's doing the due diligence, having a clear mindset of what you're looking for, and understand you probably have to do a bit of work to it to achieve that top price.
Yes.
Okay, three quick questions.
Let's smash this. Chris, do your clients get nervous about selecting an agent to buy, to sell their home?
Yes.
Perfect, next one.
If you need to drop your guide price after you've listed it, you know, you go back to the client and you recognize it's too high, when typically during a campaign would you do that?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Provide facts and figures. Question two, how hard is it to purchase when the price is right, there's a great agent, and the property has been fantastically styled?
I think it's tough sometimes because it's usually other buyers.
Yeah.
That's what the other category is.
Perfect.
Have you ever had a client come to you during a campaign and recommend or wish to drop the guide price?
No.
Okay.
Question three, corn on the cob with butter or no butter?
Oh, butter. I love butter. Deadpool and Wolverine movie coming out soon. Out of 10, how excited?
20.
Wow, me too. Okay.
Perfect. Guys, want to try and keep that short, sharp, punchy, please pass it on to a friend. Just one friend, a family member, if this is going to help. Subscribe if it's on YouTube. Put the little bell, the notification.
Maybe slow down a little bit so they can hear you. But thank you all for dropping by. Like, share, subscribe. That's us from the Sydney Property Muppets.
Ciao.
You're talking so fast.